Frank nodded to his compatriots. For this operation, they were simply Alphas 1 through 4. No other names asked, no other names given. Franklin looked down at his tablet, then up at his team members.
Time to lock and load.
The black van had pulled up to the front of the narrow apartment building. The side door opened on oiled tracks. Alpha 2 jumped out holding his FN SCAR 16S down beside him and quickly stepped across the sidewalk to the front door. Alpha 3 was right behind him, covering his back. 2 slung his rifle as he pulled out his toolkit. He was able to pick the lock on the front door in 12 seconds, which seems like an eternity when you're standing on the front porch holding an assault rifle. When 2 opened the door, Alpha 1 swept around him, then 3 and 4 stepped in quickly. Tabitha had descended the stairs and was waiting on the landing on the second level.
Well, what should I do here?
Her time to question her tactics was over when the door opened and 3 men came sweeping in, all armed.
Oh, it's that game. Tally-ho, time to you up.
Tabitha launched herself down the stairs.
Look out!
Frank tried to move his gun up, finger squeezing the trigger. He barely had time to register the black-clad body with its knee outstretched, aimed at his head. Tabitha's knee crushed his skull. Tabitha grabbed the rifle emerging from behind the first guy and yanked. She slammed her palm into the second man's nose, shoving cartilage back into his skull and ending his life. The third guy was able to aim point blank and shoot a burst of 3 rounds into her stomach. His mouth dropped open in surprise when the bullets ricocheted off his target, one hitting him in the chest armor before his gun was ripped from his grasp.
That tickles, asshat!
Tabitha yanked the gun away and slammed her right fist into the side of his head. He collapsed. She wasn't sure if he would ever get up. She palmed her Duke Special. Alpha 2 had just closed the front door when he heard the carnage behind him. He turned, and his eyes focused on the barrel of the pistol pressed against the center of his forehead, pushing his head back against the door.
Snake eyes, asshole.
His team was lying on the floor. Alpha 1's head was bleeding so much he had to be dead. Alpha 2 licked his lips. He would have been willing to take it for the team. But now he had no team.
What do you want?
This is how it can go down. I kill you and walk outside, and if that van is still there, I kill them too. You assholes mean nothing to me. Do you understand?
Yes.
Option 2, I taser your ass and taser whoever is outside in the van after you tell me how many are protecting the woman. You assholes took it out of legal into military, so it sucks to be you. You got 3 seconds to decide your future.
45 to 50. 60 tops.
She pointed at his armament.
All like you?
Yeah.
He watched as she pulled a second pistol and placed it under his armpit where the armor wasn't protecting him.
If you ever agree to go against TQB again, you better pray it's a ranger that you fight. We give second chances.
Alpha 2 spasmed before dropping to the ground. She turned the doorknob and stepped out.